Peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Son of God, most holy and glorious King, to come. May our eyes look to the heavens. May our hearts yearn with great expectation. May our lives be lived with watchfulness for that great day to come when you return in glory, power and majesty, bringing justice and righteousness and judgment and truth. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. There is a day of judgment coming. Make no mistake about it. There is a day of judgment coming, where the Ancient of Days will take his seat on that throne, ablaze with fire. On that day, the Son of Man will come before the Ancient of Days, and dominion will be given to the Son of Man. Dominion that is everlasting to everlasting, a kingdom that will last and never pass away. A kingdom that you would like to be present in, because the other place is not pleasant. You will want to be in the kingdom given to the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We heard in the gospel Jesus standing before Pilate. Jesus taken by stealth in the middle of the night as a criminal, bound and beaten, examined and beaten more. Sent to Pilate with the request for Pilate to execute Jesus, as the Jewish leaders desired. Pilate asked Jesus if he's the king of the Jews. Jesus replies, his kingdom is not of this world, but from another place. Yet, Jesus is a king. He was born to be king, and that is the truth. King Jesus, reigning in might and power and majesty. King Jesus, ruler over all creation, standing, hands tied, bloody from beating, and soon to be crucified. How can this be? Does this make sense? Kings are to be honored and respected, not condemned to be crucified as a common criminal? Why? Why all of this? Years later, John the disciple had a vision of the things to come. A vision of heaven. And before him was a throne in heaven. From the throne came flashes of lightning along with rumblings and peals of thunder. Living creatures were crying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." In the right hand of the one seated on the throne was a scroll sealed with seven seals. An angel, a mighty angel, proclaimed with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to break the seal and open the scroll?" But there was no one in heaven or earth or under the earth who could open the scroll. And John began to weep and weep, for no one was found worthy. Then an elder turned to John and said, "Do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, see him standing there. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals." John in his vision then saw a lamb looking as if it had been slain, standing there. That slain lamb standing there was worthy to take the scroll. And as he took the scroll, a new song broke forth in heaven. "You are worthy to take the scroll and open its seals, because you were slain, and your blood, and with your blood you purchased men for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. The great mysteries of heaven. The unfathomable will of God. The living God, creator of all things, standing bound before a man of his creation, Pilate. Pilate, a man of creation, condemning the creator to crucifixion, to death. The mystery and unfathomableness of God. Redemption at work. Love in action. Compassion for sinful man. The Son of God, who is the Son of Man, is Messiah, is Christ, and He is King. Jesus' kingdom could not be of this world. This world has fallen. This world full of corruption from the sin of Adam and Eve. Rebellion of disobedience wrought a terrible fall that twisted, touched, maimed, ruined all things. A perfect eternal kingdom could not come of this world. A perfect eternal kingdom must come from outside this world, outside of this creation, must come from another place of perfect truth, righteousness, and justice. Yes, Jesus is a king, and his kingdom is coming, perhaps coming soon. Are you terrified? Or are you filled with great expectation and great joy? Your king is coming. We see Jesus, for the most part, as a kind and compassionate and healing of the sick and eating with sinners. We see him teaching. We see him forgiving sins. We see him humble and gentle, spreading love everywhere he goes. A baby born in Bethlehem. A Jesus, as the Gospels show us. But Jesus is much, much, much more. Never forget that Jesus is a warrior. And he will come with flashing, flaming sword. As it is revealed in Revelation chapter 19, I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True. With justice he judges and makes war. His eyes are like blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. He has a name written on him that no one knows but himself. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood. And his name is the Word of God. The armies of heaven were following him, riding on white horses and dressed in fine linen, white and clean. Out of his mouth comes a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron scepter. He treads the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God Almighty. On his robe and on his thigh, he has this name written: King of Kings, Lord of Lords. We enjoy singing, "What a friend we have in Jesus." And we have warm, fuzzy feelings that limit the depth and breadth and the greatness of our Jesus, the Son of God, the King of Kings. Singing, "Oh, worship the King, all glories above. Oh, gratefully sing His power and His love. Our shield and fender, the Ancient of Days, pavilioned in splendor and girded with praise. Oh, tell of His might, oh, sing of His grace, whose robe is the light, whose canopy space. His chariots of wrath, the deep thunder clouds form, and dark is His path on the wings of the storm. Too often we, along with the world, want a gentle Jesus. A Jesus to make us feel good, solve our problems, take pain away, leave us with those warm fuzzies. A Jesus that will hold our hand and say, "Now, now, child, it'll be all right," even though our hearts are far from repentant. We want a Jesus that will accept us as we are, and leave us as we are because we like how we are. I don't want that kind of Jesus. Do you? I want the real Jesus. The saving Jesus. The redeeming Jesus. The Jesus who can take away my sin. The Jesus that can change my heart, free my soul, and one day the Jesus that will resurrect me and my loved ones who died believing in Jesus. That's the Jesus you want too, isn't it? You want the real Jesus. The real Jesus with redeeming power. The real Jesus with righteous glory that frees from sin. The real Jesus that destroys all the work of the evil one once and for all. Holy Scripture records in Daniel chapter 7 that the beast will be slain and destroyed and thrown into the blazing fire. And Daniel's vision continues with, "In my vision at night, I looked, and there before me was one like a son of man, coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence. He was given authority, glory, sovereign power. All peoples, nations, and men of every language worshipped him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away, and his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed." Evil is increasing in this world. Common decency and morality are more and more politically incorrect, as Schuller's Bakery sign highlights. Bathroom bills, sexual perversions being celebrated. 50 Shades of Grey is really 50 shadows of evil infiltrating hearts. Innocence stolen from children by the culture. Selfishness of individuals increasing. Murder in the name of a false god in France. And Christians executed in a hotel in Mali. In the areas of ancient Christianity, where Christian roots run deep, brothers and sisters in Christ are being summarily sought out and murdered in heinous ways that can only come from the mind of the devil and his pawns. And I could add more from the headlines of newspapers and internet blogs. Evil is pervasive. Evil is rising. But it will never have the upper hand. Evil is not almighty. The living God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit is the only almighty. The gospel of Jesus Christ conquers evil. The grace of the living God can change a heart and transform a person. And the sun coming on the clouds in majesty will deal with all the recalcitrant and unrepentant followers of the wicked one. Rest assured, the battle has been won on the cross. Death has been defeated. Evil will not win the day. Christ has conquered. The Son lives eternally. He is King. He is Lord. Beloved believers, hear the promise of our Lord and King Jesus. Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 1 through 3. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. A place in the Son's kingdom has been prepared for you. This world is not your home. Beloved believers, your home is with your King. Stop living for the things of this world that do not last, and live with eternity in mind. Live for what truly lasts, your relationship with the living God, the Father in heaven, the power of the indwelling God in you, the Holy Spirit, and the Son who has redeemed. The day of judgment is coming. The King is returning. Beloved believers, that is such good news, because He will take us home to be to that place He has prepared for us with Him, with loved ones who believed, in the presence of very God, of very God. Your King is coming. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.